Hi guys, and welcome to the Heartbreak Hotel. My name is Karen Uzo, aka the PT Goddess. So I know a lot of you will be wondering why I decided to do this. I decided to do this because the single street can be so boring. Like, I've had a lot of experiences, hurtful experiences this year, and you know, when you say you try to put yourself out there, everyone will be like, oh, put yourself out there, do this, da da da, and then you put yourself out there and you keep getting hurt, and it can be so lonely. Because I remember one time just sitting down thinking, why me? Why are all these things happening to me? It would feel so nice to hear other people's experiences. So I decided to do this, to hear other people's experiences, just so that other women who have been going through tough time with relationships will not feel like they're alone. When you hear that other people are going through similar experiences, it just kind of makes you feel better. And then to be able to also learn from other women's experiences so that we won't keep making the same mistakes. So that's why I decided to do this. Basically, what Heartbreak Hotel is about is about women sharing their heartbreak stories and just, you know, comforting each other. Please, 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 and please, I am not a feminist. I do not hate men. As a matter of fact, I love men. I think they are one special species. I don't hate men. As a matter of fact, some of the people that I'm very close to, some of the people who have come through for me are men. So I'm not trying to discourage women from dating men. I just feel like some men are stupid. And, you know, I just feel like there's a wave of unserious men out there in 2022, and we women need to be watchful. So hearing other women's experiences will let you see the red flags faster. Like when you meet a guy and he starts to talk gibberish, when you hear another woman's experience, you'll be able to just see the signs faster. The same way men are stupid, some women are also stupid too, and some women are scum. I do not encourage scum behavior. Anyway, let's just get into the story for today. I'll be sharing the story of someone dear to me. Listen to our own version of Men and Scum, and we'll be right back to dissect the juicy, 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 juicy gist. Stay tuned. So the most hurtful thing a guy has done to me in this 2022, first of all, before I even start talking about the most hurtful thing a guy has done to me this year, I'll just say that this year guys are not playing. This year guys are, they just want girlfriend material, but they are not ready to commit. They want a situation whereby they can get whoever they want, and whoever they want, they'll just like the person for, you know, this type of thing when they say you get tired of someone, or you're not attracted to someone all of a sudden. That's what they do. They just want girlfriend privileges, but they're not ready to commit, so that when they wake up in the morning and they're with Sandra and they're not with you, you won't be able to shout at them and say, why are you with Sandra? They'll tell you, we're not in a committed relationship. They just want to eat their cake and have it. Okay, I digress. So back to the most hurtful thing a guy has done to me this year. Me, normally, I know they love. Okay, I used to love, but like, I haven't been in a relationship for a very, very long time. So like, I'm always guarded up and everything, but I kind of had like, I was in a tight fix. Like, I had some issues, and I met this guy online, and we were talking and talking and talking. We're always talking every day. Like, we never had anything to talk about. We weren't into anything sexual. We're just talking, just about so many. There was always something to talk about. We spoke to each other for a whole month without seeing each other. Then, you know, the conversation was so nice. We built intimacy over the phone. We'll be on long calls, video calls. Like, he was literally the only person I was talking to. Women, auntie, somebody is your boyfriend. Keep on talking to men. Keep on talking to everybody. That was the mistake I made. I put all my focus on this person. You know, I was so sure that something was going to come out of this. I really liked this guy.
shit. And because I did and I felt, you know, safe around him, I decided to let him know because I thought, oh, the feelings were mutual. Because I mean, this was someone that was already ordering things for me, telling me he got me stuff, you know, like it just felt so nice. And we're not love bombing each other because I know how love bombing is. So we're not love bombing, we're there for each other. Like I needed someone to talk to. It's not like I did not have friends, so I had friends, but like then I didn't want to talk to my friends. I just wanted to talk to someone who did not know me, like know me passe. So this guy finally met one glorious morning, and we were just all over each other. We made out, the makeout was so good. We made out. When it was time for action, I found out that his his tiny tanana is a little bit small, but like it didn't even, like I it didn't even bother me. Me normally, I'm a very sexual person, like it didn't even bother me because I actually liked this person. But it was small and I didn't care. I was even ready to chuck my head. I was ready to go all in. And I guess, so after everything, Sha, the next day, this guy started ghosting me little by little. And in fact, a day turned to 2 days without talking, 3 days or more. I cried. I was so sad. I felt so bad. In fact, I allowed my emotions. In fact, I cried. But the thing is that I did not let him know. I did not text him. I did like I don't care. I had to do like I did not care about him anymore. I cried. I managed my emotion. I went out. Him on the other end, he knew he had fucked up so much. started doing, you'll be viewing my stories, anything I post, you'll be really. I think when he could not take it anymore, he now called me and he now apologized. I mean, me and him were still talking, was still okay, we're cool now, but that thing pained me. And aside him, I've met other stupid people who don't want to commit, but they just want girlfriend privileges. They want to hug you outside, they want to hold you, but they don't want to commit so that they can do whatever they want. That experience I had with this guy, it shook me because it was unavoidable. But when I met him, I was very, very vulnerable. And, you know, it's just one of those things. But it is what it is. 2022 has really made me strong mentally. With a lot of anything that has to do with relationship. Anyways, that's my story. Oh, Omog, ladies, better shine your eyes. Shine your eyes and don't express yourself until you're sure. In fact, until he expresses himself, don't express yourself. If not, you will see Shiggy.
I hope you enjoyed that story. It was quite funny. But yeah. So I think that as much as yes, one listens to other stories, there's a lot to learn from other women's stories. For example, one thing I learned that she said, I'm not going to call her name because I said that all the stories I'll be sharing are anonymous. I do not want to call anybody's name. I want people to feel safe to be able to share their stories. Number one thing she said that really made sense is, until a guy shows signs of commitment, keep talking to other people. My guy, don't be forming, oh my God, until a guy says officially, you are my girlfriend, we are in this together, my dear, talk to other people and don't feel bad about it. Good girl, no, they pay, oh. And then for the ghosting part, I realized that that's like guys' techniques now. They give you energy, love bomb you, and then they start to ghost you. And it happens mostly because a lot of guys are very terrible with communication. So when they do not want to communicate how they're feeling, they don't want to tell you that they're tired or they are confused, they just ghost. So my guy, ladies, when a guy ghosts you, don't go chasing him. Don't go spamming, oh my God, why are you doing this? I'm not saying that you shouldn't communicate and give people the benefit of the doubt. If it goes through, there might be a reason. Something might have happened. It might have been an accident or someone died or something. Something might have happened. So when he does it the first time, yeah, you can try to communicate and say, oh, what is happening? Are you okay? And then If he still doesn't respond to you, or he doesn't give you a solid reason and he does it again, my guy, ghost him too. Don't wait and start forming good girl for anybody. Ghost him too. And if he gets too much, if it's too much on your mental health, block him. Please never be afraid to use your block button. Block his ass. Don't be afraid, girl. And then another thing she said, don't show men how you feel until they express themselves. I know this is hard because we're emotional. I am a very emotional person. I'm the kind of person that when I like you, you will know. Like, I'm all over. Like, I don't give attention to people I don't like. If I'm not giving you attention, I most likely don't like you. But if I like you, you will know. I'll be all over you. I'll give you attention. But when a guy, you're in talking stage and, you know, the guy hasn't really expressed himself, it's best to just go with the flow. Don't start saying, oh my God, I like you, I do this. But it's best also to clarify your relationship, even though men have come. Because when you still say, oh, what are we? And you know that stupid what are we song. I don't know how guys, you know, guys are the most narcissistic people. Like, they try to make you feel bad for wanting clarification. When someone sings a song like, what are we? And he's saying, she's asking, what's wrong with asking what are we? What's wrong with asking a clear definition of what our relationship is? Ladies, don't express yourself until a guy shows you for sure that he is really, really, really into you. So all this advice I've given, it doesn't apply to everybody. Do what suits you. Do what makes you happy. At the end of the day, like, every situation is different. And guys are on a different level of scum, my guy. Like, there are some people that will tell you, oh my God, I like you, I do this, I do that. At the end of the day, they'll still break your hearts. And there is no too fast or too soon or too anything. All I'll just say is, try to manage your expectations and try to expect the worst. I know it's hard because you want to be positive, you want good things to come out of this, but my guy, expect the worst. You can wake up tomorrow and he won't talk to you again. And enjoy the moments. Just enjoy it so that when it ends, you don't start feeling like, oh, why did I do this? Oh, why did I have sex with him? Oh, but no regrets. No regrets at all. If you have sex with him, it's about you. Make it about you. If you have sex with him, have the sex for yourself. If you go out on dates with him, go on the date for yourself. So that by the time it ends, you're not saying, oh, I wish I did this, I wish I did not do that.
Good girls, what they feel. Hope you do that.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. This is just the first episode. This is me trying out something new. If you listen to the podcast and you have a heartbreak story, please feel free to share. Check me out on Instagram at the Petite Goddess. That is PETITGODDESS. At the Petite Goddess, send me your message. I'll talk about it anonymously. And then, you know, we can encourage each other and inspire each other. I'm a content strategist. I'm always looking for money, guys. If you have opportunities, I help brands put their business out there, reach their target audience and all of that stuff. All right, so I gotta go. So I'm gonna leave you guys with this song. If you've been listening to my podcast, then you know that I love music. This song is a French song. French songs are so sensual. My God, I really need to learn how to dance kizomba because of this French song. This song is titled Nakati by Ya Levis. It's really nice. It's so sensual. I love it. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling everything about the song. Anyways, till I come your way next time, remember to stay wicked.
Je vais te délivrer. Et comme un bodyguard, ce qui me gêne, je l'écarte. Détends-toi et ouvre-moi. Je veux savoir à quel point t'es chaude, Bella. Tu deviens humide et au son de ta voix. Je sais, t'aimes ce que font mes doigts. Hein? Chérie, j'aime quand ton regard me dit enivre-moi. Enivre-moi, délivre-moi. Chérie, là je craque, alors enivre-moi. Délivre-moi. Ok,
Digango Natanakati. Natanakati, baby, bola bola, Digango Natanakati.